Harvey Webster of the Natural History Museum discusses the museum's historic connection to Euclid Avenue.
Well, the original museum was in a set of offices in the Lennox Building, which is at 9th in Euclid. And they were soon looking for a place to actually have a museum. And ultimately, as Millionaires Row was in a state of decline, there were a couple houses that were available, the Hanna Mansion and the Brown Mansion, which were the two houses immediately east of the Mather Mansion on Euclid Avenue, just east of the Cleveland State University campus. And so the Cleveland Museum of Natural History moved into there, and the Hanna House, which had sort of pillars in front, had a very formal look to it, was the exhibit area. And then the Brown House had classrooms and had collections and offices. And there was a variety of carriage houses in the back that they used to grind their own mirrors for creating telescopes and all sorts of other activities. Well, the Brown House, it turns out that was the home of my great-grandfather, Harvey H. Brown. And he had lived there in the late 1800s and the early 1900s, and basically all of his descendants had moved out to other places, in the Heights, whether it was in Cleveland Heights or out into Lake County. And so that house, that mansion, was made available to the fledgling Cleveland Museum of Natural History. So that's a personal connection. And it's also kind of intriguing because a lot of folks don't recognize that the museum had its origin on Euclid Avenue. And the museum, by all accounts, was very successful at the Euclid Avenue location and probably would have remained there except in the 1950s with the advent of the interstate system. However it was determined, the notion that the Inner Belt should come right through the location where the Hanna Mansion and the Brown Mansion happened to sit, sort of there was nowhere else for the museum to go at that location. And so that forced the Cleveland Museum of Natural History to look elsewhere. And our eyes looked eastward to University Circle.